actually said it because of his wet blanket energy. Unhinged.
Hello and welcome to She's All Batch. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jackie.
And we don't care if you're here for the right reasons. We are just happy that you're here.
Yes. So come join us as we talk shit about our favorite show. All right, guys, we're going to creep. But before we creep, I just want to remind you, I talked about this in our in a previous episode, but in case you missed it, I want to go on a trip. I find it so difficult to plan things with friends. You know, like everyone has a different budget. I'm single. I don't have a boyfriend to be like, all right, let's just like go do a little ditty. So I want to find like cool people to travel with. And then this company, Tova Trip, approached me about hosting a trip that they do with people who have built followings and communities. And I was like, oh, what a great opportunity. I could go on a trip like with the FOTS. And if you guys are in a similar position where you do want to travel, you love traveling, but it's just been so difficult to like wrangle a group of friends together who can like go the same time you can go, like have the vacation days, have the money, have a similar budget, have a similar vibe of what type of trip they want to do. If that's like difficult for you, I think this is a great opportunity to travel with like-minded people.
True.
If that's something that you guys would potentially be interested in, the first step to kind of doing that is I need to have people fill out the survey. The link will be in the episode notes and it's on my Instagram and all the places. So just kind of fill out that survey and share like what your budget would be for the trip, where you would be interested in going. And then once we collect enough responses, we will compile a little itinerary and then we can go, which is just kind of so crazy that that's something that we can do in this day and age. So Just want to let you guys know about that. Check it out in the episode notes because I really want to go. So come with me.
You have to go with Jackie in order for her to go. So go. It'll be a good time.
Okay. All right, guys, let's creep.
Okay, so we have some exclusive tea. We have a FOTS that actually saw Kylie and Avon in the wild together on a little double date with Mr. Tyler Norris. I don't think this is the most surprising news in the world because we saw this coming. We know that she was kind of like breadcrumbing on Nick Viall's podcast that she was potentially going to be hanging out with Avon again. And I'm sure she could always say that this is friendly vibes. But I mean, I think 2 + 2 = 4. You know what I'm saying?
So true. I mean, she literally moved to San Diego for him. I know she said she didn't, but like, sorry, she did.
The FOTS, Brittany, said, just saw Kylie and Avon on a double date with Tyler Norris and his girlfriend in Encinitas. I said, thank you. We'll cover next week. Any other details? She said, gosh, I'm so embarrassed because normally I'm made for this and I totally messed it up. Long story short, my husband and I were at the same restaurant with our dog on the back patio. When we left, he, my husband, had to go to the bathroom. So I just exited the dog side door and walked past the front of the window where they were sitting. Tyler's girlfriend is actually who caught my eye. She's really pretty. And then I saw Kylie and was like, she looks familiar. And then was standing in front of the restaurant waiting for my husband to walk out. And I saw Tyler sitting there and it clicked. I kind of stared and peered my head over to see him. And Avon was sitting next to him. The girls were sitting on my side and the boys were sitting on the other. And Tyler and Kylie both look really little in person, but they were all sitting down. Sorry, I didn't catch any of the good details of what they were eating or drinking. I tried to. She said, I casually grabbed a video and a man actually walked by and blocked it. But then she took a screen grab of the video and you can see like a blurry Tyler. And she said, it looks like he was drinking a green beer. Obviously, not the hardest hitting journalism here, but we appreciate you being on the scene, getting the details that we need. And I think the main detail is that they are hanging out.
Yeah, of course. And I think we knew that. I do love that we have like little She's All Batch spies basically all over the country. It's kind of iconic.
Yeah.
I feel like Gossip Girl, honestly. Like people are just snapping like little photos and sending us little tips and then we are putting the pieces together. Mm-hmm. It's so fun.
So XOXO. I think so. I was just going to say that. When do we think we're going to get like a Kylie Avon announcement? Because if I were Avon, I would want to drag my heels a little bit before making this official again.
I agree. I think it's going to be quite a while. And because especially I agree with you, I think Avon will drag his heels. But I also think Kylie will drag her heels for different reasons. Because I think as soon as she posts this publicly that they're like back together, I think she's going to get a lot of backlash from people being like, girl, he cheated on you. Like, girl, you moved to San Diego for him. Like, girl, maybe this is not your husband. I don't know. So I think they're going to wait till they're like really, really sure. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they'll never post that they're together now that they're not on the show anymore. They might just feel like it's not anyone's business. I don't really know.
Yeah. If you have no intention of going back on TV, technically you don't have to inform I mean, you don't have to inform anyone. The public regardless, but I think these people like to keep the public up to date on their relationship so then you can potentially
monetize.
Yeah. But now people are starting to say that to Brittany from Vanderpump Rules about Jax, because I sent you a TikTok this morning, but I was watching some TikToks of Jax and Brittany separately doing press for their new show, The Valley. And all the comments are like, Brittany, you knew who he was when you met him. Like, you married him. And everyone's blaming her for the fact that they're crumbling again, which I don't think is fair. And I don't think it would be fair for Kylie to get backlash either. Like, the heart wants what it wants. Selena Gomez said it first. And I think we just need to give her a little grace if she does go back, which it looks like she is. Because I've made dumber mistakes in relationships, trust me. So I can't judge her.
No, and I'm not judging. I just think
I could judge Ava.
Probably, it's just probably not going to work out again.
No, I don't think it will either.
You're a great example of that. Like, right. And that's not to say, like, right, we shouldn't judge Brittany because she kind of knew who he was going into it. We shouldn't judge Kylie. But at the same time, I do think the public will have their opinions and be like, girl, maybe don't do this. Look at Jax and Brittany as an example of some people really just don't change.
Right. A leopard never changes its spots.
Yeah. But I don't believe actually in once a cheater, always a cheater. I do think people can grow. And I do think certain things can be circumstantial to a specific instance or relationship. And like sometimes people, I don't know, if you're like in a bad place in your relationship, you get drunk, you fuck up. Like, I get that, but I don't know. But Jax is a whole different breed of like cheater. You know what I mean? Like, Jax is like a chronic cheater, liar. Like, I think he has some sort of like sex, not to diagnose him, but I do think he has some sort of like sex addiction where he just like, he needs like the rush of the chase. Cause that's what he said a lot about, like when he had hooked up with Faith, cheated on Brittany. He was like, it didn't matter who it was. Like, it could have been like a hole in the wall at this point. Like, he has that aggression that he like needs to get out. He really needs to see someone and unpack this because I don't get it.
Well, he did on the show and he had like a flirtatious relationship with the therapist too. But didn't he say on the show that he thinks he's a sex addict too? I'm pretty sure he said that.
He probably has said something like that. Yeah. So,
yeah. Right. I don't know. I mean, overall, I won't hold my breath on this one, but interesting to know that they are, in fact, hanging out. It's not just, you know, us assuming.
Yeah. I'm curious to know where do you stand on once a cheater, always a cheater?
I don't know because I mean, because I do think people can change. So I'm all about like giving people grace if they want to like grow and learn. So I don't know. Because I do think like, Rachel said it to Ross, once a cheater, always a cheater.
But we have established also, too, with Rachel and Ross, like, Ross did not cheat.
They were on a break.
They were on a break, guys.
Okay, wait. When we covered that on a previous Sound Off, I got so many messages of people saying, like, yeah, they were technically on a break, but it didn't make it right. And it's like, that's not the question at hand. No one's saying that he's, like, king of the world because he hooked up with this girl hours after they broke up. The question at hand was, did he cheat? And the answer is no. So let's not bring the other details into it.
And my opinion on that has always been Rachel still had every right to be upset with him. Like, that's fine.
I would have broken up with him. I totally agree with how she handled the situation, but he didn't cheat. So I don't know.
Correct.
No, in terms of Avon, once a cheater, always a cheater. No, I wouldn't trust him again. But that's just my opinion because I'm grown and I've learned and I've seen how people can be. But sure, he could change. I just don't think he will.
Correct. That's kind of, I think, where I stand too. But that's not to say in the future he might meet someone who he like is really head over heels for and then he won't cheat on them. Like, I don't know. You never know.
I think there could be a type of person, guy or girl, who cheats. And it's usually because the person's the wrong person for them. It's usually because like they didn't find the right match for them. And usually when they find that person, they don't want to cheat. And then all those problems are kind of solved. So that's a cheater turning into not a cheater. So I think, no, I don't agree with once a cheater, always a cheater. I think there's room for change.
I agree.
Is this therapy?
Maybe.
Moving on. So Ari did an AMA on Instagram and people were asking him about traders tea. So I wanted to share because I know we have so many traders lovers here, including Jackie. Interesting because we were talking about who we wanted to see on Traders. I feel like that's a topic at hand people are throwing out. Like, obviously, they're coming back with another season. There is going to be a Bachelor person. Who will they pick? Ari, you want to guess who he wants to be who he thinks would be best.
I don't know. Is he going to say someone annoying like Nick Viall? Because I know Nick Viall is like really trying to get himself on Traitor season 3. I think he thinks that's his calling.
No, he was definitely itching for something like that. Mm. Because I do think, what was he just on? Perfect Forces?
Special Forces.
I don't think is nearly as popular as Traitors. And maybe that's solely because I watch Traitors and I don't watch Special Forces.
No, I think that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Traitors is doing really well. It's like the number one show on Peacock right now. It's like amazing.
Oh, right. Well, you would know. What are the numbers? Can you tell us or is that illegal?
It's illegal. Don't tell us. It's illegal, but it's millions and millions of hours.
What's it higher than? Like what in comparison to another Peacock show? Can you tell us that?
Yeah, I think it was doing better than The Office at one point. And The Office is obviously like the best show on Peacock. Yeah.
Wow. Hmm.
Traitors comes in waves, right? Because people watch The Office all the time, which that's a whole other thing. It's like, guys, get a new show. Like people who watch The Office all day, every single day, I'm like, please watch something else. But Traitors, it's like you watch it once and then you move on. So it has a peak and then it'll dip down. Whereas The Office is more consistent. Yeah, but.
Interesting. Okay. So I don't think you're going to like this, but Ari thinks that Chris Harrison should go on Traitors.
Oh, no. I don't even think Chris Harrison will be good at Traitors.
I could see him honestly being good at lying to people, though. I could see him like keeping a straight face.
True. He's a very sinister traitor. Yeah.
He's used to like, I don't know, remember like he was the host, but he was also very much a producer and would go in the field and have to stir things up a little bit, like going up to The Bachelor and maybe even lying to The Bachelor about something that happened. And he's always stone cold. So I think he would be able to like deliver lines and be okay with like not looking like he's lying.
True, actually. Okay.
I don't want to see him do that. And I think he has his hands full with Dr. Phil. So I don't, you know, he has the podcast. Yeah. He has like 7 shows with Dr. Phil, which we still haven't sorted through, like a dating show, a morning show, a Dr. Phil show.
Right. I don't know. Mysterious channel that nobody knows where it is.
Channel 956. Go to last episode.
Like literally.
If you want to know more about Chris Harrison's TV career.
Yeah.
But so he said, honestly, Chris Harrison would crush it, but I don't think he would be up for it. Agreed. Actually, I agree with that full statement. I think he would do well. I don't think he would do it. He also gave other Traitors tea. Someone said, any secrets you can give from your time on Traitors? Okay. He said, cast stayed in a hotel, not the castle. We knew this from 2 Black Girls, 1 Rose. So interesting, though.
That is interesting.
Oh, and the reason for that, though, is so when the traitors have to meet, it's not obvious. Because that was my main question. Like, where do the traitors go? How does everyone not notice that 2 to 3 people are missing from the group? And obviously, they're having a traitors powwow.
Yeah. So do you think that they put them on, like, different floors of the hotel and, like, all different rooms all scattered around? Or do you think it's, like, one block on, like, the 9th floor?
Traitors
Row. They
probably
have to scatter them, right? Like,
no, I think it's probably, I think it's a matter of, they lock them in a hotel room and they're not allowed to leave. You have a producer sitting outside your door. Like, remember when the people in Paradise, they'd be locked in their room and they couldn't leave and they make sure you don't leave. So I don't, maybe, but how many floors are in this hotel? They're going to need like 20 floors for the first episode. So I don't think that.
And do you think they have like a curfew where they're like, all right, guys, like it's
traitors time.
You have to go like into your hotel and like, you're not allowed to come out for anything. Sure. And then that's when they go get the traitors.
I would think so.
Interesting.
And then you probably like put your ear with a cup to the door and you try to hear the like ba-boom of the door. Because there's no way you can make a hotel door quiet. So you're going to be like, well, is it the hotel door close to me or was it far down the hallway? That's what I would be doing.
To scatter them throughout the hotel so that they don't know like where everyone else is staying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
he also said, filming days were long, like 18 to 20 hours. How is that even possible? That's not possible.
Well, there's 24 hours in a day, so it is possible.
Well, correct. But like, how many hours are you awake for those?
Well, it depends on how awake you are.
So are you sleeping for 4 hours?
I mean, people sleep for 4 hours. It's not healthy. It's not good. It's not sustainable, but like they could do a day or two of filming that much. I don't know.
Yeah. Alan was such a fun host. I love him.
Mm. I'm sure he was great. He's really funny.
Oh, who is he though? Like, why is he the host?
He's an actor. I think he's just like, he's in Spy Kids. I think that's like the movie I know him from the most. He's just like in random stuff. He's just like a random actor. Like he's always been like more of like a character actor. So I think people just like find him like funny.
Okay.
I mean, he really leans into the bit of it, which I appreciate.
Well, yeah.
Like he is a great host for Traitors.
He's like treacherous traitors. My husband does a really good impression. So Ari also said, COVID eliminated two cast members and we had to reshoot the entire first episode. Original episode, we came in on a train, the same train from Harry Potter, but they had to cut it all because of the cast member who got sick and was in too many of the shots. He doesn't say who the cast member was, though. Interesting.
Interesting. I didn't know they were on the same train as Harry Potter. That's amazing. Love that for them.
He adds filming was about 4 weeks. That's I'm not surprised by that. And then he said, I barely got paid, which I didn't mind, but some cast members only made $1,000. And the way he's writing that sentence means he got more than $1,000, though, right?
Yeah.
He said he barely got paid, but some people only got $1,000. So he got more than $1,000. Why wouldn't you just say what you got paid then? If you're going to out the other people, just say what you got.
I don't understand how that makes sense. For 4 weeks of filming, they're going to pay someone $1,000. That's it.
And he didn't elaborate, but what if
I was always under the impression Traders pays well. Yeah.
But what if it's someone that got paid by the episode or something and they went home in the beginning? You know, like we don't know if there was like a lump sum. We got to have Ari on to elaborate on this shit. This is not enough.
Yeah.
But then he said rumored season two cast pay was in the triple figures. I don't know if that's collectively. There's no way. And what is triple figures?
Well, that means like six. Triple figures. Huh?
Then why wouldn't he say six figures?
I assume he's meaning to say six figures, right?
That's dumb. Me. He's a money guy. Like, why wouldn't he say six figures?
Yeah. But I believe that season two probably paid a lot better than season one. After they see the success, they're like, oh, if we like put budget into this and really get some good people, we'll have a better show. So I believe that maybe they each made like $100,000 for...
I don't think it's each.
Which is so crazy for 1 month of work.
I think it's like Paradise. I think they rank you based on how valuable they think you are and how much star power you pull. How much do we think that like Peter Weber got though? Because while he was a big person on the show, a very recognizable name, him going on the show was like a big shock. It wasn't like of course Peter's going on Traitors. Like, he's always on TV. He hadn't been on TV in so long at that point. It was kind of random.
Yeah. And I don't think they would have known the impact he would have had. Like, no one expected him to be good at Traitors, honestly. Like,
right.
We were pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, like, $50,000, $60,000.
That's crazy.
Like, not at the top, but, like...
Or maybe Kate, who came back from season one to season two, she probably was able to negotiate a much bigger salary because she brought so much.
And I think some of those bigger gamers like Parvati, I never watched Survivor, but apparently like some of those Survivor and Big Brother people are like legendary. Like Parvati's apparently like some legendary Survivor person who's like won a million times and like is like iconically like good at the strategy part of the game. So I feel like someone like that would be paid a lot of money to come on.
But... I feel like there's a difference between being famous within like your specific niche and being famous in general. Mm-hmm. And I feel like both seasons had people famous in their specific niche, but not necessarily famous in general. I'm curious to see if they're going to pull a name out that, you know, regardless if you watch what show they're on, you know?
Yeah. I wonder who that would be.
Cause like Parvati,
I can't wait
like
for season three of Traitors.
While she was like good at the game, I didn't know who she was. And if she had gone home night one, I wouldn't have known or cared because I didn't know her. So,
yeah.
Okay, we're going to move on to Bachelor Encounters because it's Monday morning and there hasn't been that much to cover. We released the Women's Tell All recap yesterday, so you guys already got that. So let's just dive into Bachelor Encounters. We have a few good ones. So meet me over there.
Sure. There's a special place for Bachelor Encounters. All right. Oh. We have so many different locations. I love it. We're just like bouncing all over the place today. We'll go to the Bachelor Encounters space, the park, if you will. Maybe it's a park. Who's to say?
Okay. Before we get into Bachelor Encounters, guys, I sleep on my Blissy pillowcase every single night and I'm about to purchase a second one because when I wash my Blissy pillowcase, I am so upset to put on a regular pillowcase. Once you go Blissy, you will not go back. So first and foremost, I love the way it feels on my skin. It's 100% mulberry silk. And when I have it on my skin, I put my pillow over my face sometimes in the middle of the night and I will put my Blissy pillowcase pillow over my face. And it's always cool. No matter like how hot I'm running, my Blissy pillowcase is always cool. And it's so smooth. My hair is silkier in the morning. My skin feels softer. My hair gets like frizzy sometimes. And when I wake up on the Blissy pillowcase, my hair is not frizzy. Like when I'm telling you, I am obsessed and I'm using it every single night. I am being 100% serious. And you can come into my bedroom and check if you really want to.
Like, post a picture of it on your bed so we can really see.
I will. It's black and it's gorgeous and I love it.
Yeah. And also too, guys, I think something to note is like there are a lot of dupes out there that claim to be like satin and they think that that's an alternative to silk, but that's just simply not the case because satin is made from synthetic fibers like polyester and silk is actually a luxurious all natural fiber. And this is 100% silk, like we said. So don't fall for some of these other dupes that you think will be a similar quality because it's just simply not the case.
I feel like there's something for everyone. They make great gifts. I've given it as a stocking stuffer gift before. And men love them too. They come in a variety of different colors. They have over 1 million raving fans and you could be next. And trust me, if you get it, I think you will be 1 million and one. So you could try now risk-free. Try it for 60 nights. If you don't like it, you can return it. Lissy.com/She's All Batch will get you an additional 30% off. So that's BLISSY.com/She's All Batch. Use code She's All Batch, get 30% off, try 60 nights risk-free, the best sleep you will have, and your skin, it's going to feel so soft and silky. You're going to love it. Your skin and hair will thank you, okay? Okay, I am obsessed with Factor meals. Just the convenience of having fresh, ready-to-eat meals showing up at my door. They're never frozen. They're chef-crafted. You know that the nutritional information is all there. So if you're on a specific diet, you can track that accordingly. It's just so convenient, but it also tastes so great. It can be ready in 2 minutes. Like, what is there not to love about Factor, Jackie?
You'll have your meal in 2 minutes. Like, think of how much time that saves you. Not only do you not have to go to the grocery store, you don't have to then, like, take out all the groceries, cook the groceries. Clean up is a breeze
meal
because
prep.
It just comes in the container. Yeah, no, like it's just so much more convenient if you're trying to be more on the go, but also trying to be healthier.
Like, yes. They also have like pancakes, smoothies. Like if you can think of it, Factor has it. You could discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, breakfast, midday bites, and more. If you guys want to check out Factor, you can go to factormeals.com/She's All Batch 50 and use code She's All Batch 50 to get 50% off. That's code She's All Batch 50 at factormeals.com. That's factormeals.com/She's All Batch 50 to get 50% off. You are welcome.
What time is it? Summertime. You know that from High School Musical
yes!
too.
All right, it's time for Bachelor Encounters. Wait, that should literally be like the permanent song though. It's time
really,
for Bachelor
you like
Encounters.
That one more than like the time of my life. I liked that one more.
No, but like, I
what
think.
What time is it? Bachelor Encounters time. Dun, 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 dun.
I think once this bit fizzles out, it will just be, all right, guys, it's time for Bachelor Encounters. What time is it? Bachelor Encounters is like just that part, you know?
Okay.
Like just the what time is it bit. I actually, why the fuck didn't you say that earlier?
Well, I don't know. Because we were going through some really great songs time
True.
After time.
Okay.
The Lion King one is like, that really
it is
hits
time.
Me in my heart. Yeah. And then, dun, 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 dun. Like, ugh. Best song ever written.
It gives you all the feels. I guess it depends on like what the segment has in store for you. Am I going to be emotional?
Yeah.
I've laughed. I've cried. I've done all types of things in Bachelor Encounters. And if you're new here, hi, you probably don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Bachelor Encounters is when you guys submit your stories of meeting Bachelor Nation in the wild. We read about those stories on air and it's a good time. Everybody ready.
Such a good time. Take it from us. It's a good time.
Let's get into it. So this first one is about GSBG, Greg Sabagrippo.
Okay.
It's funny. I don't think we've had a ton of Greg submissions. Obviously, there's one that stands out in my head. But like besides Wet Blanket Energy, is there like, I don't remember him in a ton of encounters.
No, not a ton. We've definitely maybe had a couple others, but we definitely haven't talked about him in a long time.
So this one, Bachelor Encounter. I was in Charleston this past weekend for my best friend's wedding. And the night before the wedding, she and some others went out to the bars and saw sad boy Greg Grippo. I didn't go because I'm a granny, but I'm submitting on her behalf. She said he was there with a friend and was giving very much Wet Blanket Energy, standing in a corner looking very sad. Oh
my God. She went up. Get happy. I don't understand why he's always so sad. Like,
you know,
his time on the show was so long ago. Like, get over your sadness. Because I don't think he was sad before Katie's season.
Maybe he's not sad about the show anymore.
No, I know he's not, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like I don't think he was a sad boy before Katie sees it, and he just hasn't been able to get out of the sad boy funk facade since.
Granted, we didn't know him before Katie season. He could always have been like this. He could just be, you know, like, what is it called?
Resting bitch face.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's just his like relaxed face and it looks like he's sad. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
We should have asked them that, but okay. She went up to him and talked to him and even got a picture. She said he was super nice and they talked for a while, but the friend he was with was being super weird and didn't want to talk. Well, not surprising. If he's not like a public figure or whoever the friend is, I don't blame that person.
That makes sense. Yeah.
My friend invited him to her wedding, which is the next day, and said he's totally welcome if he wanted to come. He seemed really interested and asked if he could bring two friends, to which she said yes. He didn't actually end up coming to the wedding, but that would have been really cool. We think the friend convinced him not to come since he was being really weird and antisocial. I wish I would have gone out that night just to meet him, but oh well. Okay.
So much of that is so crazy.
So much of that is so crazy to that I wrote back and asked for a photo.
Okay.
I got the photo. It's Greg. Mm. He's wearing a blue sweater. The bride looks beautiful. She has the bride's sash or like ready to be, whatever it says.
Let's see.
Yeah, it says bride. She's wearing all white. This story checks out. The story was weird to me that he agreed, but I think it's the type of thing. There's a difference between someone agreeing to plans and then agreeing to drunk plans. If you are making plans and you are at a bar, those plans do not count. You have until you are of sober state of mind, you may as well have not even had that conversation. There's a lot of people that like say, yeah, let's get brunch in the morning. Oh my God, you're not fucking getting brunch in the morning.
No, you're not. I do think though, like the weird part is not even to me that he was like, yeah, I'm down. Like if someone said, hey, you want to come to like a random wedding? Like, I don't know. Oh, like a free meal and dancing and I get dressed up like slay, would love to. I think the weird part is that like she invited him and his friends. It's like, aren't weddings so expensive? You can't just like be throwing out like more place settings like that.
Sure. Just like him saying, yeah, I'll come. Can I bring two friends? I think is the same as her being like, you should come to the wedding. Well, I'm sure if Greg showed up, this bride would have made room. I don't think she was really asking him. I think it was like I'm getting married tomorrow. Do you want to come?
And he's like, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah. And it's kind of like a ha ha. Also, he's going to bring two friends, Greg. Come on. That's a little extra.
Wait, you only get a plus one. I think that's like
this
a little
isn't
crazy.
A plus two. One time. Okay. Funny story about this. I don't even want to say dated, like hung out with a guy for literally 2 weeks. And he asks me, like, do you want to go to a wedding with me tonight? It was like a Friday.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, and mind you, the wedding he was going to was a friend of my sister. So I knew the wedding. And my sister was in the fucking wedding. So I was like,
that actually makes it less weird. No, that makes it less weird if your sister is literally in the wedding, you know these people. It's not just
I knew the couple. And he was also friends from a separate situation. So yeah, there were connections there. But he asks me on a Friday and the wedding is a Friday. So I was like, no. I'm like, oh, it kind of was like too last minute for me. I didn't really know this guy that well. I said, no. We hung out a little bit more. And I later asked him, I was like, hey, like, did you have like a plus one or something? And he's like, oh, no, I didn't know that. I thought you could just bring people. And I was like, thank God I didn't show up to this person's wedding who I knew. And imagine she saw me and was like, from a bride's point of view, you do not. First of all, if you don't get a plus one, you don't bring a plus one.
Correct.
And there's no way you can bring a plus one the day of the wedding without confirming that's okay.
Right. And especially because you knew everyone there, you couldn't even fly under the radar as just like, you know what I mean? Like everyone knew you. Your sister was literally in the wedding. She'd be like, what the fuck? Excuse me? You're coming to this wedding uninvited without a plus one, without a space. That's insane that he thought that.
Right. And walking into a wedding with a guy that like, I'm really just kind of feeling out, don't really know, walking over to our table. And like, imagine he doesn't know because he's
stupid.
I don't know. I want to say a boy, but he's just
Delulu.
Dumb and maybe not. Delulu. Yeah. And like, oh, I hate that word. But then we walk over to our table and I'm like, wait, there's no seat for me. I'll just stand like, oh my God, thank God.
Mortifying.
That didn't happen.
Thank God.
So PSA guys, like you need a plus one. Also
right.
for
if
my
it doesn't
wedding,
say on the invitation, you can't bring one. Sorry, what for your wedding?
For my wedding, which was 9 years ago, guys.
Whoa.
I invited someone without a plus one for whatever reason. And she RSVP'd with a plus one. And I was like, oh, that's rich. Don't do that
that's
either.
So rude. I don't understand people like that.
But I just let her do it because I was like, it's better than having the awkward fucking conversation.
I guess. Yeah, I think it depends on case by case basis and like how well you know that person or whatever. But just as a rule of thumb, only go places like you're invited and follow the instructions. If you're not given a plus one, don't bring one.
I think in this case of Greg, I think your interaction, I think it was sweet. Mm-hmm. I think it's better, honestly, than him saying, no, I don't want to come to your wedding. I don't know you. He's
That's
saying,
fair.
Yeah,
like,
I'll
what
come.
Else is the other, like, what's the alternative response? I don't think there yeah. is one other than like, yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Knowing that both of you will not remember this conversation the next day.
Yeah. But I do feel the bride in this case would have thrown in a couple extra place settings and made it mm-hmm. happen. For
yeah.
Greg.
Yeah.
But
so funny.
Really cute. Okay. This next one is about Caitlin Bristow at the Audrey's event that the other FOTS submitted. This is a different encounter from a different FOTS who
Got
was also
it.
There. So you guys, like the other submitter, I'm like blanking on her name. Was it Rachel?
Oh,
but
I don't remember.
You guys should have like met up because you guys are both FOTS and you didn't even know that there were like two FOTS in the same room. Maybe even more than one FOTS. There was a lot of Bachelor fans at this Audrey's event. But this yeah. person, this is lengthy, so buckle up.
Okay.
Bachelor encounter. Long post, but really wanted to paint the picture of the whole evening.
Thank
Two of
you.
My friends and I went to Caitlin Bristow's meet and greet at Audrey's in Rhode Island last week. We got there, and last week, this is a few weeks ago now, we got there when the event started at 7 p.m. and it was packed. They sold 150 tickets. With the line out the door to order food and drinks at the counter, my friends and I went in to get the lay of the land as we'd never been to Audrey's before. We saw Jared in the kitchen and then out and about taking orders at the counter, keeping an eye on how everything was going. I was definitely starstruck when I first saw him and was surprised when no one was trying to talk to him and just acting totally normal with him around. So not wanting to be weirdos, we just watched him from afar and waited for KB to arrive. Around 7:30, KB came in with Ashley, her sister, Lauren, and Sydney from Joey's season. They had gone out to dinner beforehand. We know all this already, but this is great seeing it from another point of view. Jared did an intro for Caitlin, including mentioning she had never come to the town before since Jared didn't make it to hometowns on her season. Then they took questions from fans for about 20 minutes. Caitlin was very open and funny in her responses. Then around 8 p.m., we were asked to form a line to meet KB and get a pic with her. As the line was quite long and we were promised everyone would get time with her, we sat on a couch by the fireplace and people watched a bit. Shortly after, Dawson showed up. He was adorable and dancing to the songs, classic 90s. He interacted with Caitlin and then also other fans around the room. Ashley, Lauren, and Dawson did a chat with fans here and there. A couple times we tried to say hi to Ashley, but then when she was done with another fan, she had to run after Dawson, so we didn't get to actually meet her. Next page.
Oh my gosh.
At this point, I noticed a girl in line had a bottle of Spade and Sparrows. I asked her about it, and she said she bought it at the bar, so I went to grab a couple bottles. Jared was at the counter taking orders again, so I got in line. The girls in front of me asked him for a pic, so he came around the counter. I offered to take the pic for them, and then when they were done, I said to Jared, while you're over here, do you mind taking a picture with me and my friends? He said, of course. We chatted for a minute and mentioned we had visited from Massachusetts, also congratulated him on his new baby and talked about how crazy little boys can be since my friends and I all have boys too. Yes, I agree, girls. I am in the same boat. Then finally, the reason for the whole night, meeting KB. By the time we got to meet her, she had been meeting people for almost 2 hours straight, but she took time to talk for a few minutes with each person slash group that came up to her. And you can hand your phone to one of the people and they took multiple candid and posed pictures with her and recorded a video while we were chatting. I told her how my then 5-year-old was obsessed with her If I'm Being Honest song from 2020 and would go around singing, sometimes I drink a little more wine than I should, and wasn't sure how appropriate that line was for her to be repeating so much. Caitlin mentioned a similar story with another song with her niece. We chatted for a couple more minutes and snapped a couple of pics. She also signed our bottles of Spade and Sparrows. She was so nice and really took time to connect with everyone she met. Great first time at Audrey's and plan to go back for another Bachelor watch party soon.
Aw, what a Woo. Beautiful encounter.
Such a
really
beautiful encounter.
Meet Caitlin Bristow, and I want her on this podcast. I really think she would be, we would vibe. I just know all three of us would vibe and be friends and then yeah. do like a wine night with Spade
totally.
And Sparrows wine. At her house, of course.
I'm so interested. Yeah, your house, Caitlin, you can host. Yeah. I'm so interested in the logistics of this. Like, is it like a mutually beneficial thing when Caitlin goes to travel to Audrey's, but then like she brings in so much foot traffic for Jared and Ashley, so they reap those benefits, but
right.
then Caitlin's selling her wine. So I feel like I remember a previous situation where Mike Johnson came, and I think mm-hmm. someone said that they paid for his travel. Because
oh,
like
okay.
he brings the people.
Yeah.
I think it's a really smart dynamic they have. Because like people will come for Jared and Ashley alone. But to then bring Caitlin, it's bringing so many more people and making
yes.
it more of an event.
I agree.
But then she also gets to promote like her products.
Yeah.
It's genius.
Do you think they pay her like even more so than
that's
just the
I'm
travel?
Saying.
Like,
no,
I know,
that's
but I'm
what
saying,
I'm
like,
saying.
Like a stipend. Do you think they pay her? Yeah. I would love to ask any one of those people about those dynamics. They've done a good job of building something that will outlast like their time on the show, but still building off of like the community that they've built from being on the show in a way that's unique, that like a lot of, obviously like no other Bachelor people are like doing it in that way where they're like, oh, we have a coffee shop that is all Bachelor themed. It's just like, it's really cool what they've been able to do.
No, I respect it. Cause we've said this before, like before it's gotten to the level that it's gotten now, it's really cool that while they could kind of live a life of FabFitFun ads, like they have this amazing shop and they turned it into such a thriving business, I think is really respectable.
Right. That's like something that's going to like last hopefully for a very long time to support their family.
Cool. Okay. Next one. Hey, She's All Batch. First of all, I love your podcast. And when listening, I feel like I'm sitting with my two best friends. Thank you for making my commute fun. Also, I've never DM'd someone before, so this is new to me. Hope I'm doing this right. Anyway, here's my story. Girl, what?
Yeah, girl, you got to get out more. You got to slide in more to the DMs with just people in general in life.
Just people in general. But thank you. I'm so honored to be your first. So my friend and I have this monthly tradition where we meet up for dinner and deep dive into all things Bachelor. That is such a fun tradition. You should tell your friend to listen to She's All Batch if she doesn't already. Last month, we met up and were ordering dinner and started talking about the Golden Wedding and how Gary moved to New Jersey to live with Teresa. For context, we live only 30 minutes from where Teresa lives. And wouldn't it be cool if we bumped into Gary one day? I mean, he's been posting pictures from New Jersey on his social media. Mid-combo.
Did we know that he moved to New Jersey? I don't think we knew
that. No, I didn't. We need to attend one of these deep dive dinners with these girls and
invite us
and get caught
time.
Up. Mid-convo, we notice a family at the next table sneaking glances our way. Cue the internal panic. Are we being too loud? But before we could even mull it over, the dad turned to us and said, sorry to interrupt, but my wife actually went to the Golden Wedding. Okay, so this family heard them talking about Golden Wedding. Then she says, what? Talk about being in the presence of Bachelor royalty. I mean, kind of, not really. This is someone that went to the wedding, right? Okay.
So this is someone who maybe was friends with Teresa? And that's why they went to the wedding? Or Gary. Yeah, but they're in New Jersey, so I'm just assuming maybe a Teresa friend. Anyway.
Sure. Okay. Our jaws hit the floor as she regaled. Is that a word? Regaled.
No.
Okay. I'm just going to change the word for you. Our jaws hit the floor as she told us the tales of her connection to Teresa's family. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dating back to childhood. For the next 15 minutes, we chatted and she showed us a bunch of pictures and videos that she took at the wedding. Okay. So you have confirmation that this person attended, because I would have been skeptical. So here are some things we found out. She told us that Teresa and Gary were allowed to invite 40 guests to the wedding. So she was invited, but her family wasn't. Wait, that's crazy. 40 guests because they had to make room for all the people
for
that
all
they
the other
didn't
Bachelor
know.
People. Right.
And camera crew and staff. That's wild.
But so 40 of like their actual like friends and family.
Yes, they were allowed to invite 40 people of their choosing. So this person was invited, but her family wasn't. Only 10 people on each side could have their round trip expenses paid for. So she had to pay for her flight, but the Bachelor paid for her hotel room. She also mentioned that Gary gave some of his guest count to Teresa so she could invite more people. Guys, protect this man at all costs. I love him. At the wedding, she met a ton of Bachelor favorites. What's fucking such a crazy encounter that isn't even with someone from the show?
Right.
She met a ton of favorites like Ben Higgins. She said that once the filming of the wedding was over, everyone went inside to the reception, family, friends, and Bachelor alum. She said the band that was playing was incredible and the best wedding band she's ever seen. I made sure to confirm it was not the same band that we saw on TV, which we all agreed was terrible. I don't remember the band. Do you? Why would they have a different band?
I don't
band?
Remember them being terrible either. Like, I think it was fine.
Why would they have a different band? Could it be that, like, if the band is really good that was at the actual wedding, for them to be on TV, they probably would charge, like, a lot more? You know? Because if I'm playing a wedding versus being exposed on TV.
Right.
A few juicier things we learned was that the show had the daughters memorize their speeches for the ceremony and the day of rewrote their speeches for them because they were too similar. So they had to memorize completely new speeches in almost no time. Oh, and she also said they're really in love.
Wow.
Dude, this is such a fun encounter.
Yeah, I love it.
What the heck?
The speech thing is kind of crazy, but I guess not surprising. Because I always wonder, like, at the final rose ceremonies, like, those speeches, I'm always like, are they reading it off of somewhere? Like, what is happening? But I guess they just, like, have to memorize it. With these speeches, I guess it makes sense that it was, like, the same thing. But what happens like if they don't remember it? Like what if they're just not that good at memorizing?
Well, they
Do they just take it again and edit it again?
Yeah, I guess. I'm sure they would just edit it. This is such hot tea. This is up there, one of the top encounters, because I think this is so cool that you got like a firsthand encounter with someone that had no problem sharing all the tea with you. It's not like it's Gary himself who feels like awkward telling you these things.
Yeah,
someone that like saw crazy about the expenses stuff. Like ABC has money coming out the ass. So it is always so confusing to me why they pick and choose what they want to spend money on. At the end of the day, while I understand paying for these guests that are not like going to be on TV, there's no like benefit to ABC. However, there's a benefit to Gary and Teresa, and they're the ones that are making you the money. So loosen the purse strings a little bit and just pay for everything because you're making so much fucking money off of these people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. But if it was their wedding, like if it wasn't a televised wedding, like a lot of those guests would have to like travel to it themselves anyway. Like it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
As if it were on TV or not on TV. If you're just a random wedding guest, you have to figure out how to get there.
I just think they could do more, like 40 guests each, or no, sorry, 40 guests total. So Gary, that means Gary invited less than 20 people.
Yeah.
To give Teresa.
Aw. How many guests were at your wedding?
Was it 40 total? Like 120.
120. And that is that like normal sized?
I don't actually know. Between 120 and 140 maybe actually.
I feel like that's like kind of big. That's like medium. No?
Oh, okay. I know people that have had more than like 200. I think those are
big.
Yeah,
that to me is a big wedding. I think
mine's in the, I'm normal-ish.
Yeah.
Well, those all are all the Bachelor encounters we have for you guys today. If you have a story you want to submit, DM me at She's All Batch. You may DM me for the first time ever like this submitter, and we may read your story on a future episode, and it will be a good time.
Such a good time.
And that is our show because we dropped that recap for you yesterday. You're welcome, guys, for that. So thank you guys so much for listening. If you like what you hear, go throw us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Throw us 5 stars on Spotify. You know, I know in the back of your head, you're saying, oh, I'll do that next time. You should do it right now.
Right now. Drop everything now.
Exactly.
Also, you guys can get these episodes ad-free in advance on Tuesdays if you go to patreon.com/she's all batch. We also have a lot of bonus episodes there. We do 2 bonus episodes every single month.
Oh, and if you're dying to know what the unprecedented ending is, and if you you can't wait, and you want to hear more tea about the Joey spoilers that are out, we have the exclusive interview with Reality Steve, and you get to find out like why everyone was freaking the fuck out about the spoiler switcheroo. There's more to the story, and we have that exclusive interview with Steve on our Patreon. So that's one of our most popular episodes, and it's for good reason.
Yes. Make sure to check out our Facebook group. It's a fun little community of She's All Batch listeners. Make sure to follow us. Follow Stephanie at what is your handle? Oh, yeah. At
She's All Batch. Ever heard of it?
I was like, follow Stephanie at Stephanie Parker. No, at She's All Batch, guys. You know the one. And then follow me at @JackAndRoney_. What else? Oh, if you guys, I want to go on a trip. So fill out the survey. The link will
be. I want to go on a trip.
I know. And none of my friends want to go with me. So you guys are my friends and please come. And anything else? Oh, I posted this in the Facebook group, but guys, I'm doing a show. If you're local to New York, come see my show at 54 Below April 2nd. It's movie musicals. It's a fun time. It's totally not Bachelor related. I understand if you don't want to come, but I don't know.
But if you are looking for something to do, why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. All right, cool. Is that it?
I think that's it.
Goodbye, bitches.